Our group, as befits one that was dominated by lawyers, was very rigid in sticking to the topics. I think Linda had something to do with that. We actually talked about the three topics, and we divided our time equally between all three topics. But we started out by arguing about whether or not there were three or four topics, that is, whether or not the benefits of harmonization and the costs of harmonization were really two questions or one. But in any event, I think on the benefits of harmonization, I think it was a fairly standard account of why harmonization is advantageous generally, partly as a result of globalization, partly as a result that nano has the potential to be a global technology and also global pollutants. And then there were concerns about preventing a race to the bottom, and also the efficiency gains from companies being able to sell products internationally, to move people internationally, also reducing the costs of testing and preventing both companies and governance structures from having to reinvent the wheel. The advantages of bringing laggards up to the standards of leaders. And I suppose the most interesting and new idea that emerged for me was the notion that it may be easier if you harmonize earlier, because people and governance structures kind of get invested in a particular way of doing things. So if it makes sense to end up in a harmonized environment, you at least want to design systems that are easily transferred into a harmonized environment later. On the cost side, I think it was a much shorter list. Some concern that we didn't really understand the technology that well, or the potential risks. I think a lot of our thinking was influenced by Jonathan's excellent presentation this morning, and emphasizing that perhaps what Don Rumsfeld calls the unknown unknowns might be particularly important with regard to nano. And I think that perspective influenced a lot of our discussions. I think we all proceeded from the assumption that this is not chemicals, this is not biotech, and yet we have to sort of use analogies to chemicals and biotech. And that led us, I think, to the perception that some of the other groups have mentioned might mention, that it's probably going to be the case that there are going to be mistakes made, and so we want to try to design a system that will be resilient and not result in a loss of public confidence. I think the other negative or cost of a harmonized system was there was some concern about, would it really be designed in a way that would meet local needs? And after some discussion, I think people concluded that you could probably design systems that would get a lot of the benefits of harmonization, but be able to adapt over time and also meet local needs. So that was really our discussion of topic one. Let me ask, before I go on, if Jonathan or other members of the group have things to add to the discussion of Don. That's because I was doing most of the talking on that part. No, I think that there was concern. There weren't as many topics, but I think it's fair to say that we did feel that there were some real costs to harmonization, particularly if it was done improperly. So I think that's a good corrective.
Can I just touch on this?
Yeah.
An issue which you actually raised in answer to Moses in the chat, was that the point you made, which I think was very good, is the trial and error, because you lose if you went
to harmonize. Right. You know, I think that's right. And I think one of the things that we talked about was the importance of having sort of an iterative system, a system that could learn over time, because we really feel like we don't understand this as well as perhaps we hope we eventually will. That led us to sort of the second topic, which was what principles should be applied to any attempts to harmonize. And there, I think the primary one that guided our thinking was the idea of legitimacy and public acceptance, and there were a lot of sub-points, but I think that the problem that we were struggling with is the one that Mike Vandenberg identified, and that is it's likely that there'll be some mistakes along the way, and how do you design a system that will maintain legitimacy and public acceptance in light of that? And there were some fairly obvious conclusions. One is the importance of transparency. Another is the importance of not over-promising and not assuring people that this technology has no risks to it, when in fact we really don't know that. And that led to, I thought, a quite interesting discussion on the point that I guess Gary mentioned from Paul Slovic, of the importance perhaps of making of taking risks in areas where there are substantial benefits, not trivial benefits, and the consideration of substitutes and benefits. If you have a new technology which is inherently risky, at least in the sense that not as much is known about it, why shouldn't it be being used in areas where there are substantial benefits, as opposed to simply duplicating something that already exists? Why don't I come up for air and see if my other members of the group want to add anything on that? Agreed. Obviously, one of the principles is not to stifle innovation, and how to get the right balance between wanting to encourage the development of the technology and not over-regulate it. A fourth topic that we spent a lot of time on is how to develop an iterative system, and one that will learn over time and get better and get smarter. And I think one of the important things there is to promote some information sharing in terms of what is already known, to create incentives. A lot of the, quote, regulation that's already been done has been done inside companies. And how do we get the benefit of that experience? And analogies were made to the conditional amnesty for pilots. We have to think about how do we have a system that will have people come forward with what they've learned, so that we don't have to reinvent the wheel, but do it in a way where they'd be, I see Greer nodding, where you don't pillory the company for bringing that information forward. And I think there was also some thought that one of the crucial things from an iterative standpoint is to develop the screening techniques, to develop the equivalent of the structure activity relationships that we've used to try to focus on, and we began to talk about what some of those things might be. Certainly, fate and persistence in the environment is important. Whether or not something might reproduce in the environment, or whether or not it might be synergistic with other compounds in the environment. These are all things that are very important in terms of how we focus our scarce resources. We talked about two or three other principles on which I felt we didn't really reach a consensus. One that we identified but didn't really resolve is how should the burden of proof be allocated in terms of the production of information. A second one was, I think we all agreed that one needed both a preventive regulatory system and a after-the-fact liability system, but how to strike the particular balance between the two is a difficult question. And finally, there was the issue that Jonathan raised, and that is that particularly the differential effect on developing countries, which I think is a very important problem in the nano field and has lots of different implications. The last topic we talked about, and this was shorter, and I think we had less to say about it, was what steps could be taken toward harmonization right now. And, of course, the first and easy one is developing standardized terminology and engaging in information sharing. Those are easy. There was also a lot of discussion about the importance of talking together and understanding one another's preconceptions and creating some of the institutions like Meridian has created, where, you know, people can come together and share information across borders. And as I mentioned, one application of that is how do we involve companies that have had more experience than governments to date in sharing what they know and what they've learned, and we thought that was an important next step.